And our plan would be to treat it conservatively and see how Manny recovers from that. We also found out today that, you know, Manny had an incident when he was in Delmarva with the same knee and the same kneecap. And this is not necessarily a new injury. It's something that he's done before. So overall, I think it was a good report. And Manny's going to solicit a second opinion and see if the conservative treatment is the way to go. But if everything falls into place like we think, this is something that he could recover from with rest. And, of course, he would be out for the rest of the season, but he would be able to come back and play for next year.
In the torn MCL, versus the ACL, he said it's good news.
Yes,
it's not a torn MCL. It's different. It's the medial patellofemoral ligament. It's a smaller ligament that connects the medial side of the patella over toward the medial side toward the femur. The MCL is fine. The ACL is fine. All those major ligaments are fine. This is a smaller ligament, and what it does is it keeps your patella from sliding laterally. So in his injury, his knee was in a position that his kneecap or his patella slid laterally, putting pressure on that ligament and causing it to tear.
How long is the recovery period?
If everything works well with the conservative treatment, and the plan right now is to have him back here with Dr. Wilkins in like 4 weeks to see what the progress is. All in all, if that continues on a conservative path, it would be 6 to 8 weeks. Before he could start doing, you know, more functional things like running and start light running and that kind of stuff.
So he should be ready. So if this works, there's no question he's ready for the start of spring training.
If the conservative measure works, he's ready for spring training. Yeah, once or twice, and actually, it's a little bit more. Well, Manny's a young guy. It's common in an adolescent athlete, the younger athlete, more common.
It's funny, Manny said he had it when he was 18. I went, gosh, that was a long time ago. Then it reminded me, it was a couple years ago. Got to remind you.
How happy were you when you found out the diagnosis?
Well, you know, Richie always reminds me that things run their course. Which, you know, talking to you guys after the game last night, and ladies, just, you know, I said, let's get all the information in, see where we are. And, like, you know, we don't know what the next 6 to 8 weeks bring, like Richie, and we'll see if this resolves it or not. And I'll let the people, the professionals, at what they do, make the decisions, and Manny's in great hands. So, and you know, I think I'm sitting here 6 weeks, said 6 day, I'm thinking six, is that around World Series time? Okay? That's where I'm coming from. So, but talking to Manny and his mom, and he'll talk to y'all at some point. Monica and him are going to set up something where you can hear it from him a little bit. He's obviously getting a little treatment right now. But I know it's good news for the clubhouse. As much for the person as for the team. I know they all have come to really respect Manny and the way he's carried himself this year and the way he's presented himself.
I just want to make sure everyone's got the right ligaments, the medial patellofemoral ligament.
Can you just briefly explain how this injury happened? I mean, everyone's seen the image, it's so graphic. Was it just that it looked like the knee folded over? Is that where the injury happens, or is it after it comes out? How does that all play out?
Exactly. I mean, he just got caught, unfortunately, after misstepping, I guess you could say, on the bag, where his knee kind of, I don't want to get too technical, but kind of got put in a valgus stress position, and it rotated at the same time so that it forced the patella out laterally, which put that tug on that ligament. It's kind of the best I can explain it.
Do you want to repeat that?
Dan, how about for you to see one of your young All-Star go down and now maybe
it's not bad. Well, I was relieved because it's a good report. You know, the And, you know, and for Manny, he's a young guy. He's got a lot of his career ahead of him.
Richie, considering what you when you saw it occur yesterday, how relieved are you by this?
I'm really relieved. I mean, anytime, of course, you don't know right then when you're on the field, you know, and all you're trying to do is stabilize the injury and get it out and get it in the hands of the physicians. So I'm very relieved. I mean, based on what we, you know, clinically saw last night.
Rich, is it possible that if, in fact, the conservative approach doesn't work, that Eddie needed surgery since it's not as bad as you think it's not the MCL and ACL, that he could still possibly be right by time frame?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the time frame we're looking at. If he had, that's why we're going to get him back and look at him in 4 weeks and try to get closer to making some decisions there as to where we're going down the road. It still allows us enough time to get ready, to get Manny ready for the season of spring training. And don't forget, in terms of spring training, for Manny, that really means mid-March for a position player. It's kind of our drop-dead date.